The Gulf Building in Houston speaks of the modern skyscrapers built in 1920s New York City. But the story it tells is a typically Texan tale about big dreams, banking, and big oil. Completed in 1929, it was the tallest building in Texas, rising 428 feet. Until 1963, it dominated the Houston skyline. It was designed by New York architect Kenneth Fransheim in collaboration with Houston architect Alfred C. Finn. Real estate developer Jesse H. Jones built the skyscraper, but he gave the naming rights to the business that leased the most space, Gulf Oil Corporation. Gulf's regional headquarters remained there for more than 50 years, sharing the building with the National Bank of Commerce, headed by Jones. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank now owns the building, which bears its name. Restoration by architect Sykes Jennings Kelly of Houston brought back its original glamour. Today, more than 30 other Houston skyscrapers soar past the 36-story slender tower, yet, still, it stands out. The building's five-story base is faced with limestone. Above, the office tower is faced in buff brick and rises in tiered stages. The effect? A wedding cake in profile. At street level, there are three-story entrance portals with scalloped molding, decorative cast iron screens painted silver, frame windows on the second floor. Inside, the vaulted entrance lobby and the banking hall include polished travertine and limestone walls, patterned terrazzo floors, and decorative ornament in polished nickel. Eight frescoes in the lobby portray Texas historical scenes. Above the Travis Street entrance, a two-story stained glass panel depicts the Battle of San Jacinto. Early on, the Gulf Building was featured in a promotional photograph titled The Little New York of the South. 75 years later, this Texas record breaker still gives visitors the sensation that they're stepping into Art Deco Manhattan.